Buffalo's latest group of immigrants have arrived. 100 refugees from Democratic Republic of the Congo are here to seek asylum in the U.S. Joining us this morning to talk about their journey is Anna Ireland Mongo, Chief Program Officer at Jericho Road Community Health Center and their Vive Buffalo shelter for refugees and asylum seekers. Let's start with some background. Why did they leave Congo?
According to the stories I've heard, they left Congo in and around the last presidential campaign for political reasons. They just didn't feel like they could stay.
Now, how did they get here? From what I read, it wasn't exactly a direct flight.
No, it's definitely not a direct flight. It's a route that's becoming more and more common. They actually got visas to go to Brazil. I believe they chose Brazil because the two countries share Portuguese as a language. And then from Brazil, they actually walked up through Central America and Mexico and eventually reached the southern border.
So how did they end up in Buffalo?
So once they reached the southern border, they were actually detained for a couple of days and released. These are all families. These are all people who are legally been given the right to seek asylum in the United States. And there are not very many shelters for people with this who are asylum seekers. There's not very many cities that are welcoming. And I think news is passing through the communities that Portland, Maine, and Buffalo, New York are two cities that have been welcoming people. And I think that the key thing for both those cities is that they've been providing food and shelter for all the people who are arriving into their city.
Where are they staying now?
Currently, they're staying at our Vive shelter on the east side of Buffalo, and we are trying to figure out some longer-term solutions. We're trying to figure out if they should stay at Vive or we should figure out where else we can host them, because they are bringing our numbers to capacity, and they are requesting to stay in Buffalo.
What kind of things can you do to help them while they're here?
So at this point in time, we're pretty focused on meeting their basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. Also, we have everybody already connected to legal aid. So the primary things that we could use are either monetary support to support those efforts. On our website, we also have a list of items that we could use, like sheets and blankets. We're in desperate need of extra food or money to pay for extra food. Some basic things that we need are rice and beans and, you know, basic food that can feed a lot of people, meat, any kind of meat except for pork. And we're just looking really at this point for these basic needs, and we're exploring longer-term housing options.
For those who want to help, how can they contact you?
I can be contacted through our website at www.jrchc.org. There's a link both to donate items to connect into our Amazon page, or there's a Jericho Road contact email, and questions and inquiries can be sent through the contact email.